They have a fair amount of options available to them, more than was originally presented to them. They're considering now merging with other airlines, which is possible during bankruptcy, although it's not common. Usually you do it before or after. And the ability to merge now gives them the ability to become larger. Predominant wisdom would be that bigger is better, and so they're considering becoming larger, expanding their routes, expanding their planes, expanding their cargo. So that's the short of it is it's very interesting times.
Yeah, and people around the area, I mean, everything from dry cleaners to restaurants to the vendors and suppliers for AMR and for American, they're all waiting and watching. So is the way this is playing out so far pretty typical for a bankruptcy of this size?
Yes, it's actually represents very sophisticated board of directors. It's not rushing to make a decision on anything. They were being pressed on this merger option early on in their case, but they decided to handle their other problems first and then consider, you know, potential merger options later. I think it's being handled in due course, and it is very normal in the bankruptcy of this size.
And the unions appear to be making some concessions. Perhaps the company is too, but the fact that there is a deal at least on the table for the pilots and the ground workers and the talks are continuing with the flight attendants, all that seems to be a positive sign.
That is a positive sign. That was the major factor, or one of the major factors cited for the bankruptcy. So the fact that American is now considering some of their concerns, like mergers, is I think also goes a long way in trying to address their problem.